there's been a growing culture, especially in our times, of people becoming very, very hateful. And we see this especially if you're somebody who is tuned into social media more often than not. You find that there are people who give themselves to be very nasty, very negative, hitting out at people, lashing out at people, people they don't even know, people they don't even understand their circumstances, but they become very, very hateful. And you see it sometimes in our organizations, you see sometimes in our institutions, you see it also in church, people who have just become very, very hateful. I want to share with us just a few thoughts on the truth about haters, and also why you should not take that path for yourself. First and foremost, when people become haters, you know, one of the things we do know from the scriptures is that we reap whatever it is that we sow. If you choose that path of becoming a hater, always looking for something, always looking for a reason why you should lash out at somebody else, always, and you become a keyboard warrior, for example. For some people, they are good at writing anonymous notes and sending people anonymous notes, just making people miserable. The truth of the matter is that's exactly what you'll also reap for yourself. If you keep sowing that hateful spirit, I assure you and I promise you, you will also reap it. And you will wonder why is it that there is so much toxicity and negativity around you. Because we reap whatever it is that we sow. But then the second thing that I need you to also understand, the truth about haters, is that hateful people usually become hateful because they are hurting. They have issues that they are carrying. There is anger inside of them. There is bitterness. Maybe they are angry at somebody. They are bitter at somebody. There's unforgiveness. Maybe somebody offended them somewhere. They have some unresolved issues. In other words, they are hurting because, as you know, hurting people hurt others. And I want to just speak to somebody. Maybe you have found yourself sometimes falling into that temptation of becoming a hater. Please, I ask you, bring yourself before the Lord and allow Him to heal your heart, to heal those wounds, to remove those wounds, because you cannot continue. It is not good to inflict wounds and hurt against other people, people you don't even know. But then the third thing about haters is that haters tend to be very miserable. You cannot be a hater and at the same time, in the same breath, be one who is full of joy or somebody who is happy. Hatefulness will rob you of happiness. Hatefulness will rob you of your joy. It will also rob you of your peace. You cannot spew out hate against other people and expect to enjoy the fruit of the Spirit, and expect to enjoy love, and expect to enjoy peace and happiness. You will not. You will find yourself, the more you hate, the more you want to hate, the more you lash out, because what happens is that you then begin deriving your satisfaction from making other people unhappy. But then the next thing that I need to say about the truth about haters is that what haters do not realize is that many times, more often than not, they inflict great and deep wounds in people's lives. The words that you say, or whether you're typing them out or you're writing them out on social media, maybe it's just somebody's post and you write that nasty comment, whether it is on Facebook or whether it is on X, whatever the case may be, words are powerful and you can actually end up destroying somebody's life just because of the words that you say. And hateful people destroy people's lives. They offend. They inflict deep, very, very deep wounds. And it is very, very unfortunate when people do that to another human being. But like I said in my first point, that remember, you will reap whatever it is that you will sow. The same way that you choose to hate on other people, people will in turn also begin hating back on you. The truth about haters is that being a hateful person, there is no credit to being a hateful person. I know in our culture, it has become very fashionable. It has become something that we do. We even take pride in it, especially as Kenyans. We say, don't touch a Kenyan, and then what of you? Because if you touch a Kenyan, everybody will come like a pack of hyenas all over you, and we take pride in it. But let me tell you this, friends, that there is no credit in being a hater. There is nothing good that comes out of being a hateful person. There is no credit to you. There's no value you will derive from being a hater. I want to encourage somebody. If you want to be a productive person, you cannot be a productive person and be a hater at the same time. You cannot be happy and be a hater at the same time. I mean, your life will not shape up as long as you continue being a hater. And I want to encourage, maybe you're listening to me and maybe you have found yourself once in a while becoming hateful, commenting on somebody's post and putting some really negative comment there. Sometimes even with situations you don't understand, you don't understand where that person is coming from, but you judged them and you came out harsh against them. I want to encourage you, please, if you know you've had somebody, go and apologize first and foremost. But then I will ask you and encourage you, please take on a different course of life. You will be better for it. And may the Lord help you. May the Lord help all of us not to choose that path of haters, because the path of a hater is a difficult path. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Please share this with as many people as possible. Let's share this message that instead of spreading hate, let us spread love. God bless you.